Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So CNN Town Hall, happened to see some of it last night. I thought, why are they doing this? Members of Congress going after each other. There were some good moments, though. The Democrat female from Connecticut, who I had not seen before, never shut up, and renounced. She had to renounce before the world her vote on Lakin Riley. Any reason they're at 21%? But Ryan McKenzie, who's been on my show and Dawn's and several here, from Lehigh Valley, spoke something that's causing a big rift here. It's accurate. I guess you're not allowed to say it like the pronoun thing with Anderson Cooper the other night. Here's Representative Ryan McKenzie from Lehigh Valley, just beat Susan Wild, talking about disease and illegal immigration. Is this out of line? I don't see how. It's accurate. Here's what he said.
Verified cases of measles, probably many, many more in actuality, linked to this outbreak that began in Texas. And two children have died. And measles, you know, it was ended in the United States 25 years ago, but now it's back and it's killing kids. There are a lot of public health officials, regardless of party, who have serious concerns about Secretary Kennedy. Do you?
Well, let me say this. So as a father of a one-year-old who is going through his vaccine regimen right now, that's something that I'm choosing for my son. We are getting him vaccinated just like I was vaccinated. In the case of the measles vaccine, that's something that's been long established. And I think we have a fairly good track record of evidence to prove that that is safe and effective. So I would encourage others, if that is their choice, to actually go out and do that. But we do have a couple other things that we need to address. First of all, many of these instances that are coming into our country are from illegal immigrants who have crossed the border with no checks, no actual health records, and they are bringing these diseases into our country. There is a reason why measles has started to spread in our country after decades of being almost eradicated, as you pointed out. And so I think we need to recognize that point. The second thing is, when we talk about Americans' health, I think we should be talking about holistically the health that is going on in this country. We have some of the worst health outcomes, but yet we pay some of the highest prices for healthcare. And so what we need to do is we actually need to talk about what people are ingesting in their bodies. That Make America Healthy Again movement is something that is very real. And I think people should be talking about the type of food and the type of water that they're drinking to make sure it's safe and healthy for everybody.
All right. I think those were spot on, particularly illegal immigration coming across the border, no controls, measles, even cases of things that we have not, a lot of TB, that there's been outbreaks of that. Why is it out of bounds to point that out? Well, now you're really stirring things up. Now, on this front, and I expect some call, you know, just listen to what I'm saying before you get wound up. All right, yesterday during the meeting, the cabinet meeting. By the way, Besant is the most popular of the Trump members of the cabinet and polling out today. And I'm glad about that. I've told you about this guy. And when he got in here with all the market stuff, I think things have been better. I think his advice is much better. But RFK Jr. said, we are going to, by September, not only know the root cause of the amount of autism that we see, but we're going to be able to take care of it by then in some way, shape, or form. I didn't think he used the word eradicate. Okay, I'm on board with going down this path again. All right, let's once and for all, the people that he wants to study it, will we then say we've looked at this? And what I think you're going to find is what I've been saying, by and large. Now, if there's some other element out there to a degree, fine. Let's see it. Let's have a panel of people put into this that may have conflicting opinions on this. Let's see full scientific inquiry on this. This is a matter that we have to resolve once and for all. But what I think you're going to see is we have become better at detecting autism, the spectrum. We put more people on it from mild to severe. And that's got to be one of the biggest reasons why we see these numbers. And again, I know we'll get into the vaccine debate with it. Okay, let's see. Let's do it. So this is going to be bold. There's going to be a lot of stuff here. I just want to see who he picks, how they do it. Let's turn over every rock here to get to the bottom of this. But I still think it's going to come back to people are not going to want to hear what I said or other environmental factors that are out there. What could they be? It's going to focus on the vaccine. Let's see. Let's see what else he's able to unearth here. But his words, by September, we're going to know, due to the testing, due to what they're running down. I don't know why we don't know now. If there's something out there, it's been studied quite a bit. And the theory I've always seen with this, the main thing is we have autism along the spectrum here. Should we be less inclusive then? Should we have some metric? Should we redefine autism so that it cuts down on the numbers? I'm fine with it as it is now. I think it's kind of helpful. But this is a big moment here. Now, I think, as you know, his lane is the food lane. That's where we ought to be. That's where we ought to see action. That's where we ought to put a lot of stuff. But okay. At the meeting yesterday, he said that's next item on the agenda by September. Fine. That's a good period of time. It's worth the money to devote to that. Let's see scientifically what we haven't seen before. I mean, are you in the camp that hopes that this is going to say the hot thing, which is, it's the vaccines? Or are you in the camp that says, look, there may be something else out there, and it seems to me we would have hit it by now, but a large cause of this is how inclusive we are when it comes to people that are autistic. Now, anytime this comes up, I ask, and we've had some great calls from parents. One thing that I hope in this study, is it a good idea to be this inclusive on autism? We have the spectrum now. In other words, labeling that someone autistic, does it help because they get help, or is it something that kind of marginalizes? You know, people hear autism and they think of, I mean, I've seen it around a summer camp. I had kids, two of them that were labeled autistic. One was very severe. It was another reality almost. And the other was just on the spectrum. I think Elon Musk has talked about that himself. I think Gates has. I mean, there's a lot of people who are spectacularly successful that have reported they're on the spectrum or they think they are, something like that, because they have a different way of looking at the world. So does that help? Have we gone overboard? Too much labeling. And that's why you see these number of cases. I mean, I would stake anything on this theory that that's a lion's share of this whole thing. All right, 855-839-1210. So let him study it. That's good. Okay. I think the area of concentration, though, with RFK Jr., I want to see where there's something very doable, and he started to get some success, are the foods. And legit, a comparison with this, as far as all the red dyes, all the things we've talked about, that is the way to go. And that's an area here that he's going to make his mark. All right, side question today, the big showdown. Hit us with that. U.S., China, we have some great ones. Great ones, I see a whole bunch of them on Twitter. We'll get another White House brief this hour, an update on the tariff situation. The big thing now, they're trying to tell us that, look, you're not going to be able to make these deals with these friendly countries that quick. I don't see why not. I realize it's kind of complicated. But here's my read. I think the Trump is guiding him, and Besson wants to do that. Look, we're not going to get down with these friendly countries, Australia, the UK, whatever they might be, into the most minute things and try to haggle that out for a year. We don't have time for that. We need to get something done with them now. They're in agreement. They got stunned by this. They don't want to be stunned. We got some leverage, reciprocal tariffs, some of the other things that might be there that are stumbling blocks. Let's get what we can, and I rely on the judgment of Besson and the president on that, and move on. Let's get them up on the board. That's not where the battle is. So even if they're not perfect, even if we didn't get everything we want here, this will resolve 401ks and stock markets and all, and then we could put all of our energies against China. That's what the bottom line is ultimately. What does China have on their side? What are some of the points that they have as far as being able to win in this? I don't think they can win because we still have the economy they want. But are they willing to inflict enough damage here that we might relent sooner rather than later? The most encouraging thing, the thing that I hate out of all this, are all the vague things here. I want to hear specifics, and I think you do too. Biggest specific I saw today, $23 billion, Swiss company. They're now willing to invest in making medicines in about 5 or 6 factories. It's 1,000 jobs. But more importantly, that will be here in the United States. We got to get control of things. It's not just about revenge with China and how I hold them accountable for everything evil in the world. It's about getting control over our national health and security, taking it away from them. And I want to see more of this. I'm not sure why we haven't, but $23 billion, Swiss company doing this, putting factories in, that's a start. This ought to be the first thing. Who could be against that, making our medicines there, taking it away from China? That's a big specific. Versus vaguely talking about making tchotchkes here again in America. It's medicines. And it's other natural defense things that we ought to be looking at and focusing and putting all of our energies toward it. All right, the Dow is up a point, which is hard to figure again after yesterday, but it's good. All right, let's go to Scott in Lansdale on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Scott, hello, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. We've met before.
Yeah, Scott, sure.
I'm a physician, and 20 years ago, I ran the science research libraries at Merck Research Labs in West Point and Rahway.
Okay.
And one of my library's best customers was Maurice Hilleman, the kind of grandfather of vaccines. He invented 40 or so vaccines and was the world's most prominent vaccinologist until he died in 2005. I asked him in one of his visits to my office seeking articles to write his vaccine review papers, I asked him, what is this about this talk that vaccines cause autism? And I can tell you his exact response. His exact response was, that's BS, although he used the actual word. He
right.
was known for his colorful language. So I just wanted to say he was the world's most prominent vaccine scientist to that day, Maurice Hilleman. You can look him up. And that was what he told me. He said, nope, it's just, that's BS.
Well, what's going to happen here? He would be discounted by some people listening, Scott, even though what you said, that's the gold seal, that he's in on it. You know, some people want to hear this. It reaffirms what they've always believed. And to me, I'm all in favor of studying this. Isn't it obvious we've included more people that we now call autistic in the 60s, maybe even the 70s? We wouldn't have labeled them autistic.
Well, in fact, my field is medical informatics, which is strongly involved in kind of categorizing medical terminology. There's about 2 million medical terms, and definitions are critically important in medicine. And when you change definitions, even slightly, it can have big impacts on analysis of data. I agree we need to do new scientific studies on the issues, but we need to make sure, as in any clinical trials, that we have our definitions defined in a way that won't color the results.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Scott, thank you. As this continues, we'll always call on you. Thanks for calling in today, Dr. Scott. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Scott in Lansdale. Yeah, we met him at Andy's Diner several times. 855-839-1210. It seems to me a pretty good bet that a lot of this is we have, including more people in it for any number of reasons that are there. All right, the White House briefing now on China, the continuing tariff situation. And again, I think they're savvy to this. You're going to see deals sooner rather than later with Japan and South Korea and others. You know, and some people will be critical. We didn't get this. We didn't get that. It's about getting some degree of reciprocity on the tariffs, particularly moving forward so we can take on the enemy. Unbridled attention. I mean, this is wartime footing with China. Now, it's going to be hard to do that because, Dom, we didn't trade with Hitler in World War II in this manner. We didn't do it with the Russians. Yeah, it's a weird thing that we've gotten into, but we're here now. None of that matters. Here's where we are. They are the enemy. And this may be the last gasp that we have a big chance to move out of their zone. If we don't take it now, what president in the future would do it? And the answer is none. This is a rare presidency. All right, we're also looking to see the height and weight of the president from today's physical exam, the yearly exam, I think at Walter Reed, what they will tell us. And if you have a tip or two how to have them put down a lesser weight and more height. Yeah, I fight on the height, too, of course. I don't know if you're thinking, stop pushing my head down with it. Come on.
You know, I get the hair down. The hair gives
the
you
hair.
Extra half inch.
Yeah, I think I may have said once, well, you know, you don't walk around in bare feet. We walk around in shoes. That's our real height. Think about it. We do.
Wouldn't your real height technically just end at your eyes, like in all the forehead and the hair?
Oh,
just...
you don't want to take that in even. Man, we have a whole new standard here. Then.
Yeah.
That's
you're not using the top of your head for anything unless you're like, putting in a header in soccer.
Yeah, I don't want ultimate height. I think being over 6'3", I don't want that. That's enough. But somewhere
that's
in
enough.
That happy zone, yeah.
Oh, no, I want to be like 6'8", 6'10".
Okay, then, yeah, you've been playing the NBA for a while, cup of coffee, then be freakish the rest of your life. Sorry, Dan, I didn't say that. Did you want to walk around at 6'8"? I don't know. It's a little too much.
Absolutely.
How many 6'8" people do we have listening to the show? Maybe 4 or 5?
I bet there's a good amount.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a 7-footer listening or a 6'6" woman. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us with that all-time showdown. Oh, I love it. Jay in Fort Myers. Great one. Stay there, Jay. Yeah. He's outside the box a little bit with this. This is good stuff.
I love that one.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So Mark Kelly, they consider him a VP candidate, I guess, the astronaut, senator from Arizona, is called up today. He's got a big gas guzzler. He likes the big cars. He gave up on the electric vehicle. He had Tesla. And his excuse? Well, it's union made. Oh, let's play this out now. I thought the reason for the electric vehicle was the environment, climate. That's what you had to do. So now if it's union made, though, and it's a guzzler, that's okay. And that was where Biden used to get misty-eyed about electric vehicles. Because he wanted that in order to say, I am an environmental champion, and yet the unions are the ones making them. You can't double play right there. But Mark Kelly couldn't find, apparently, an electric vehicle to his liking as much as he liked the Tesla vehicle, but can't buy it because of Elon Musk. Now his excuse is, well, it's union made. Oh, I'll tell that to the environment. I'll tell that to the scientists. Get the hell out of here. This is union made. We can do whatever we want. We're the union. It just underlines the whole thing with Elon Musk and how things have changed. And they'll say anything. The hypocrisy is writ large. But this is a guy who's not supposed to be hypocritical. He's a guy that's often touted as the civility, the voice of reason. He can't find a car, though, that's electric. So he's got one that's union made. What's the difference? Think about that. All along, has it been about that, or has it been about virtue signaling? And now the virtue signal with him is, well, it's a union. I'm with the union. Yeah, but you're damaging the environment. Nope, the union's pollution does not damage the environment. That's the non-union pollution that does it. If you work in a union, you're not damaging anything. You're good for the environment. All right, 855-839-1210. We got the JFK promise, Junior, yesterday promise. And I never played, speaking of China, this is Cut 12, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Here's the latest Chinese parody. And I have to admit, whether it's AI or they got an American coaching them, their parodies of Americans are a lot better than the Russians. They were brutal. So this is their latest YouTube parody where you have these morbidly obese Americans on assembly lines, barely able to stand up. That's what it's going to be if they continue to challenge China. You don't have to worry if you have no money because you're making American products there. That's what the Chinese are saying. Yeah. So, this is a long time coming. Their parodies are not bad, considering everything. These are not easy to do. But Mark Kelly, you got to do better. It's union made. How many times do I have to tell you that? We don't have to care about it being electric. Just buy a car that's union made, and that's all that you have to say. All right, let's go to Jay in Fort Myers. Great side question today. All-time showdowns. Give us a big one here. Jay is in Fort Myers. Hey, Jay, how's the weather in Fort Myers today?
It's spectacular. In the low 80s, no humidity, and a mild breeze with a beautiful blue and white sky.
All right, that's it, buddy. You're out. Stop it already. Come on.
But I'm on my way back home to Philly, so okay. I'm coming back to reality.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys have been like making me chuckle for the last 10 minutes with the union pollution versus non-union pollution. I mean,
isn't amazing. And look, he is one of the better Democrats as far as I can tell on paper, Jay. You know, he's not the most objectionable. He thinks he can get away with saying it's union. It's union car.
Yeah, you hit it on the head with the virtue signaling piece. And Dan, I don't agree with you taking off height at the eyes.
Oh, that's
at my age, yeah. With my receding hairline, I'm gonna lose 6 inches. I don't
well,
want that.
Here's my advice on that to feel better about it. The toupee wearing has got to be tough, but get a toupee when you go to the doctor and they're checking your height. Just for that, then you can take it off after. Every inch counts.
Yeah, or comb your hair down in the bangs. Okay,
you know what? That's good. That's good. Oh, I like to
gel it up into a mohawk.
I have it gelled up to like 6 inches high. I might come out of here 6'5" one of these days.
I like the mohawk idea. That works.
Yeah. All right, what's your showdown, Jay?
My ultimate showdown is paper or plastic.
Ah, very good. Yes, excellent, excellent. All right, that's a great one, Jay. Safe travels back. Thank you very much for listening there. Paper versus plastic. Okay.
Plastic's winning, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
People hate the paper products.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, they're not even doing that. You can't do any of that anymore.
They don't even give you bags at the supermarket.
Yeah, well, one of the best gifts we've ever gotten, knock on wood. I mean, I am so particular about this with Ro. We have these. I have to put up a picture of it that Luke bought us. They are really heavy-duty shopping. You know, put your goods in when you're coming back.
Yeah.
And Ro, you know, we lost one of them, so we only have four. Went wild last week. What would you say for a family of two and Freddie the cat? Luke doesn't live at home anymore. Would be an abnormal shopping thing at the Giant.
An abnormal?
Yeah, we shop every week. What would be out of line? That's it. Too much.
I don't know. Maybe anything family sized?
No, I meant total for the week.
Oh, total, like number.
Yeah.
Two people? I don't know. 250? Nothing higher than that?
That's not bad. I could start to settle for that. 313.
Ooh.
So that's one faux pas. But we have these things, and they're precious to me. I don't know where I'd get, you know, I'm very particular about them. Stuffing, more stuff in the one because she bought so much stuff. And they usually fit in 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she had to carry them to the car. That's all. I'm not paying for any more bags. Don't buy so much. But stuffing them into this one bag.
Yeah.
If I just saw the slightest break in that bag, I'd go nuts.
Really?
Oh, they're that good.
Oh,
yeah. I'll bring one in. I have them in the car.
Well, if they're that good, they won't break.
Yeah, but you can't stuff like 50 pounds of things because you're mad that you overbought here.
Yeah.
313. That's the all-time high.
Oh,
and
man.
I can't even. Well, I can't blame Biden anymore either. All right, so that's a problem. 855-839-1210. 2 o'clock, we'll talk with Scott Jennings, see what he thinks around the latest. Jennings has just been on fire. And local favorite, now nationally famous, attorney John Yoo, about all these court decisions, like the one telling the Trump administration they have to try to get the guy back from El Salvador. Is that really putting something on Trump, or is that a bit of an overstatement? And I ask him about Amy Coney Barrett, which is a real problem. What do you do with her now? Cannot miss. I mean, if I were picking somebody for the Supreme Court, I would tell you the lengths I'm going to go to. You know, I'm not missing. I don't care how I have to err on the side of anything. I'm getting somebody on there that's not going to do what Amy Coney Barrett is doing. John Roberts, another miss, a big miss. They didn't miss with Clarence Thomas. They certainly didn't miss with Sammy Alito. Think about it. They tried to miss with Sam Alito. They wanted to put a Dallas real estate attorney friend of the president on it. Real estate attorney, and you got Sammy Alito on the bench. They didn't miss with Gorsuch. I don't think they missed with Kavanaugh, but they missed with Amy Coney Barrett. This is a real problem. Several levels. She's young, too. So, you know, will Trump get another shot? Potentially. Potentially, there could be another shot here. 855-839-1210. You get a line. Yeah, paper versus plastic. That's a pretty good one. All right? We're looking for a showdown here, a moment of truth. Henry, what was your main one again? So I can read.
Warriors.
Oh, that's right.
And then the Isner Mahout 11-hour match.
Yes. All right. And mine was Pepsi and Coke, at least back in the day. I would say Edison Tesla has developed into something. Hamilton Burr and Capone and Ness was a pretty good one. It's the stuff of Untouchables and everything else. All right. 855-839-1210. Let me tell you, though, that you will not have to worry about paper, plastic. We're putting that all aside as we head to the fabulous island of Sicily. You just don't visit Sicily. You'll want to come back again and again and again. This is the third time that we're visiting Italy, and this is the most exotic because Sicily is the unparalleled beauty of the Mediterranean and Italy, and Calabria as part of it this fall. Of course, we're taking conservative tourists. They take care of everything. All this spectacular stuff I've been telling you about, and doing it with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. $55.44, including airfare. The dining events we enjoy, legendary, the wine, and the locales, the local places that they know. These are not the tourist traps. I mean, this is authentic. That's where they go. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. Just call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com, the Godfather part of the tour. Visit the locales from all the films. We'll visit the crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina. We'll see you at Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily, ancient, charming, picturesque, a country within a country. Of course, Savoca's on the list. Call them now. Get all the details. 888-733-9494. Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. So DJ does a lot of the hit me with all the breaking news stuff throughout the show that he sees, and he's spectacular doing that. But tried to get in on the side question today, Henry, and he said a showdown, peanut butter versus jelly. I don't think that's a showdown. It's peanut butter and jelly. Is there a showdown there?
It's a bit of a harmony.
Yeah, but I mean, where's the showdown, though? They're supposed to be against each other. It's a harmony more than one versus the other.
Yeah. I feel like it's not. Yeah, it's more of a harmony, because I feel like a showdown would be more like peanut butter and jelly versus like peanut butter and fluff. Or peanut butter and banana, you know what I'm saying?
Something like that. Yeah, some variation. All right, DJ, work harder on that one. All right, CNN, big poll just released, too. And this is a big upside for Republicans. And there's kind of a virtual tie in their polling about who is it that cares about the average person in America more. They don't say Trump. They say Republicans versus Democrats, and it's a virtual tie. Now, whoever you think does, and we know who really does, but okay. Usually, Democrats win that by at least double figures. That's what they play on. That's the brand of the party. Even though it's fraudulent for how many years, that's what they play on. So what it tells me is Trump and what he's promoting here as far as all this stuff back to America is working at least on one front. And we'll see if that continues, or will there be blame if suddenly cheaper goods are not so cheap and everything else that we'll see play out of this. That's why urgency on this is a big part of success. And that means getting the deals done with these other countries to take some of the pressure off. And then to go after China. I think Americans get it. They want them to go after China. They also want Trump to go after people in both parties. Mitch McConnell is one we haven't talked about enough. That have not cared and or were blatant in undercutting American jobs. We'll see. We'll see if that has traction. 855-839-1210. Now, it is driving nuts. People like Karl Rove, who can't understand it. They're completely insiders on the other side. The Bushies, they were part of it too. My only gripe has been the bit of scattershot with it. That was due to Navarro and Lutnick being out there. When Besant is out there, you just hear a different tone, a different articulation, a different message, and more strategically what they're planning to do. That's what I was asking for, and I'm getting it now. All right, I wanted to say this before I get out of here today, though, so I don't forget. It's come out now. New report has detailed some of President Trump's plans to acquire Greenland, including a potential $10,000 annual payment, not one-time payment, to each of the island's more than 50,000 residents. Now, I haven't crunched that and looked at it with people, but the strategic value of Greenland, particularly with the communist Chinese, not just with the Russians, is enormous. And this would be the first time. What's the last thing that America subsumed? You know, what's the last big thing? Alaska? No, that's quite a while ago. What is it that America, Guam? I think they're in Spanish-American wars or something. Panama Canal we built. Henry, you look like you have one.
I was going to say like Puerto Rico, but
I think that's quite a while ago.
Yeah,
that's,
I have no idea.
I think that's Spanish-American war. That's what it would strike me as. Teddy Roosevelt and all that. But that might be the most recent, Puerto Rico, which is a headache. They don't want to be a state. Yet they don't want to be independent either. They want handouts. but they don't want to conform to anything. So I wouldn't lose sleep if Puerto Rico is no longer a, commonwealth or whatever we call it. Yeah, what's the date on that? Like 1915 or something?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. The the latest purchase was the, as of 2021, in the Mariana Islands, the Caroline Islands, and the Marshall Islands were the most recent purchases, and that was back in 1947.
Ah, yeah, post-World War II, we gave them something. So here's the deal. They have about 50,000 people. They get 10,000 each. What is that, about 50 million a year? No. Is it more? Is it a billions? That seems reasonable to me. I mean, that's dirt cheap in today's economy that we'd get Greenland. I think Trump is hell-bent to do it. He means it. He's fooling around with Canada. He's hell-bent on the Panama Canal, too. I mean, on Canada, he's fooling around. But Greenland, now there does seem to be, out of those 10,000, who knows, but a number of people who don't like this idea. They don't like Denmark, but they don't want to be taken over by the United States. I'd set the over and under at maybe 10% chance that this happens. But that's better than nothing, which
even,
it was.
I'd go even lower.
You think even lower?
Well, I just think the bigger issue with it is not so much the money or anything like that. It's that you have to defend it as well.
Oh, we already have forces there.
Yeah, we have forces everywhere. I just think you'd also have to expend more just to do it, because I feel like it would just—it's just a, I don't know, like an invitation, like please attack us, please.
Well, but you realize too, they have raw minerals that are unbelievable. And they're just not good at extracting.
But how much of that can you get set up in the next, you know, in this presidency, you know, because it only takes like one, you know, Democrat to come in next and be like, no new fossil fuels, no drilling in Greenland. See.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, extracting. Well, after we paid all that and continue to pay it, that might be a hard thing to do, though. You know, it might be pretty tough. That's a fair amount of money, though. That's part of the plan, and they get it every year. I think they could capitulate. Could they get 5,001 out of the 10,000? Is that the way it works? All right, it's bold. You know, we're going to be accused of being imperialist, colonialist, and all that. I get it, because it's been quite a while, as we just said, since we did anything like that. And I guess the last was making Hawaii a state after Alaska. That's fairly recent. You know, those days are pretty much gone, that we've acquired or brought into statehood anything. It would be bold. I think it's closer than you think, though, as far as trying to do it, that it's a possibility. Okay, you get in at 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls. The bottom line here is get a car that's a giant gas guzzler, slap Union Made on it, have a union guy drive, put a union hard hat on as you're driving along. People won't say anything to you. Hey, you're polluting the environment. But you drive a Tesla, which does not, and you're a Nazi. Who knew? Mark Kelly, thank you. We just have to go around and say, Union Made, don't bother me. 855-839-1210. Okay, coming to your calls, it is Dom time. Just saw this. I've been talking about early today the SAVE Act that Republicans voted on, just proof of citizenship, and there's a myriad of ways to do it, to vote, right? Democrats voted against it. Chrissy the Houlihan is never really been a moderate. She's a fake, but she's stepping out even more. She just tweeted out, it's not the Republican SAVE Act. It's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. This proof of citizenship bill will force troops stationed overseas to return home to vote. Oh, my God. Stop it. And it makes it nearly impossible for women who have changed their last name to cast a ballot, including nearly 160,000 in PA 06, Chester County. This bill is pure theater. I voted against it. Let them eat cake. Let illegals vote. Hey, Chrissy in Mushroom Country, how much water do you carry for illegal immigration out there in Chester County? A hell of a lot. Those mushrooms must be worth it. You imagine women won't be able to vote. How about helping people with this cockamamie real ID, Chrissy, rather than attacking Republicans on this because we don't want illegals to vote? How about demanding they open up more time? How about demanding they stop it with the picayune hurdles that are here to getting people that real ID if that's what they want? I've told you all week, if you missed it, and we had on Stacey Garrity yesterday, who said the best thing if you're not going to fly between now and May 7th, wait till the line simmer down or get a passport. All right, let's go to, Let's go to Steve in Haddon Township on Talk Radio 1210. Steve, thank you for the wait. What do you have today?
I have my two opposing entities,
or
two fan bases and two worlds. One is Star Trek. The other is Star Wars. Star Trek is a very sort of collectivist, socialist, utopian. It has a very rosy sort of like woke idea about the universe. Star Wars is more real politic. You have this collective of different people and you know, smugglers, all this stuff, trying to fight off this this empire that's trying to centralize control. So the fan base is like in Star Trek. My experience is they're basically all Democrats.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm a fan of Star Trek. It's because of William Shatner.
No. You need to re-examine that, Zutsky. Star Wars, on the other hand, you're going to have an equal breakdown of conservatives and liberals. And the younger, the Gen Z fanboys, they sank most of these, like the Acolyte and stuff. They're responsible for sinking those because they didn't want anybody to mess with this, what is essentially like a medieval young knight going on a quest just with spaceships, which is what Star Wars originally was. So, you know, I think that they are diametrically opposed.
I will think of Star. Look, there was a lot of that, but there. Come on, the various entities that they fought. I'm trying to remember the
even the Klingons.
The Klingons,
the one
yes.
world government, yeah. which
yes.
is insane because you would think that they would be the most individualistic of them all, but they're like, oh yeah, let's just have a one world government. But look at what Gene Roddenberry's vision is. It's basically, we're going to come together and we're not going to be United States and China. We'll just be human. Which is not real.
Well, I have to reread that. That is an excellent one, though. But I look, my William Shatner, I got to tell you, I've had William Shatner on five times. He's the most unbelievable guest. And just it was the newest thing. So I say I got to think about that, though. A lot of them were toward we're all going to get along here. That's true. All right. Let's try Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Hey, Dom. I got a little enlightenment for astronaut Kelly. Combustion cars have always been union made.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's gonna be a combustion savant.
Yeah.
I mean, he totally diluted our image of astronauts when they were actual aviators. You know. And I told Henry, and I'll clean it up, but all you got to do now is stick a candle under somebody's butt and you know, AI them up into the space station.
I got you. Yeah, look, Henry, if you can pull that from Gravy, and I like to play it one time in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm shocked that's the best he can do because he cannot be seen in a Tesla now that he wants to say it's union made. It's stupid.
Dom, he came across as looking like a cult member, plain and simple, you know?
Yeah, I don't see this guy, but you know what? He's the guy that seems to be moderate. He is an astronaut, Joe. Come on now. You and I didn't get shot into space, so okay.
Well, if you could send a school teacher up there or a dog groomer, you could send somebody like him up, too.
How about producers from the lounge? Which producer should we send in space? That would be an interesting
question. I already
don't
do well with flights.
Yeah,
so I don't know
if that's right. Yeah, and I can't see Dan there. Oh no, that's problematic. So
I'd send Howard Stern up there.
All right, give us your big showdown.
Dom, mine was the uncertainty of when we were growing up that we all learned in history. It was the showdown between the world powers, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah,
That was a showdown of all showdowns to me.
The moment Adlai Stevenson, I'm prepared to wait till hell freezes over in the UN. Oh, man. And the Russian, I'm not replying. I'll get back to you. Yeah.
And the story with Kennedy losing sleep over that was, that was a well-vested nationalistic interest that, he had.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, we have the clip. We'll play the Kelly clip because I want to get to Scott Jennings. After Scott, we have Dom's Money Melody, and we have John Yu, but we'll get you into all those calls lined up on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.